Synergon as the Korean dub. Not dub, sub. And so it's a lot more entertaining when the characters' names kept changing mid-episode.
Is Mickey sounding garbled?
Just a touch, yes, even for him.
Mickey, I think your microphone might have got wet.
Was in your mom.
Yeah. It's so sad when Fort Max has the highest quality audio of all of us.
Superhero Time with your hosts, XV.
If he had a hand that could fly off, it totally would.
Hey, Mickey.
And your endo.
Paladin.
Fly back and think of England.
And Fort Max.
I don't like this concept.
You're listening to Superhero Time. Back with us for the second week in a row is our special guest, Barricade.
We didn't scare him off.
We'll have to try harder.
I'm astonished.
You just can't get rid of me, can you?
Well, not when we've got you chained to the microphone.
We'll try harder this week, though.
We'll let you go eventually when we're done with you.
Once we get some more nickels.
Unfortunately, you will be a broken shell of a man by that point, but, you know. At least you're getting out with your
sacrifices must be made.
Especially when it's other than me.
Well, you never did want to live forever, right?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, let's not start that again.
You're giving me the worst case of indigestion
stop
I've
it,
ever
stop
had.
Stop it.
Okay, it's over. Finished.
Stop!
It's never over.
Just hovers above like a vast predatory bird.
Darn, yeah, I believe you mean it never ends.
He does variations.
So anyway, I'm XV. Also with us this week, as usual, is Hey Mickey.
Yo.
Of course, usual doesn't really apply to Hey Mickey, but you know.
Your mom's usual.
Irregularly, Fort Max.
Hello.
And Paladin.
Hello.
Okay, so what's news this week?
Well, the Swordfish Sword has actually been released.
Is it pink, too?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, fine. Fine, Fort Max. Be no fun. What would be different from any other week?
Assortments?
Say what, Barricade?
Do we have any ideas on the case assortments?
My guess would be no, but what does Fort Max have to say?
Doesn't matter what he has to say. Let's move on.
And obviously his answer is the same as mine anyway, or else he would have had an answer right away. So yeah, Swordfish Zord. Woo, I guess.
It's kind of strange to have a second wave of Power Rangers merchandise show up.
What's even stranger is that Bandai's actually given us all the essential parts for a whole combination now.
Yeah, really.
Usually we don't see Wave 2 stuff until the fall.
Or the spring, depending how you look at it.
Or ever.
Yeah, one of those three options.
Poor RPM. We're never going to get over that, are we?
No.
Nope.
But speaking of RPM, sort of, Mickey, there was something that interested you in upcoming Gokaiger toys.
Yes.
The legend-sized henshin items?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they're putting out some old Six Ranger morphers for Gokaiger.
Yeah.
Including the gold and silver morpher and rocket dagger.
I presume that's in honor of Gokai Silver, but we don't know the whole story yet.
That would seem to be the case, since all of those also function as weapons.
That would make sense, yeah.
Except the...
And then, also...
Except the Dragon Dagger hasn't ever been the Hessian device.
No, but it is the weapon. You know, the Omega Morpher and the Rocket Dagger and whatever the other thing is. You know, those are all weapons in addition to being transformation devices. So what we're getting here is Legend Sentai weapon series.
Yeah.
Oh, any transformation device is a weapon if you throw it hard enough.
That's right. I wish somebody would do that. You know, take a... Like Dragon Ranger takes his buckler off and throws it at something. Just out of rage because he's dead.
Maybe he will when they get to the Zoo
well,
Rangers.
In Zoo Ranger, they have been used as brass knuckles.
Which is awesome.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Why don't we get more Rangers with brass knuckles? Giant belt buckle-sized brass knuckles.
With dragon heads on them.
No, the dragon head was an American thing.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm about adding some kind of retarded animal motif to the weapon.
Well, Mickey's going out again.
God damn it.
Also, one of the pictures from one of the toy shows recently, I don't know which one, had like legend-sized versions of... I remember there was a Magiphone and the D-Magnums from Decaranger.
Right, so these will probably be part of the same assortment.
Or an earlier one, considering there's actual toys to be seen instead of just a magazine scan or catalog scan.
Are these straight reissues or new molds?
Oh, no, these are definitely new, smaller molds.
Or wonder if there's a possibility of, for some of them, using the Bandai America molds.
Well, I was kind of wondering about that with the Dragon Dagger, since, you know, we already have the tiny little Dragon Dagger mold. Wow, Mickey.
That ain't good.
Mickey, I don't think that's where the microphone plugs into.
Oh, leave him alone. It's his nickel.
But yeah, you know...
I can hear Fizz... Sounds like he has a monitor buzzing over there.
It's just electrical interference. He'll get it worked out in a minute. No, but for the Magiphone and the Dragon Dagger, I could easily see the American molds being used because they are smaller and comparatively simpler.
And they're sized for adult Japanese hands.
But will the Dragon Dagger have a lightsaber in it?
No, I'm thinking it'll be the other Dragon Dagger. You know, the smaller one that doesn't matter at all.
The butter knife.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, even a Dragon Ranger has to be able to spread his butter on your mom.
I was going to say, that sounds like an unfortunate euphemism.
Oh, there's nothing unfortunate about it.
So if he butters up your mom, can he, like, blow into the dagger and play a tune at the same time?
Yeah, but you don't want to know what the tune is.
You don't want to know where you have to blow into either. There was more of the joint combination series robots shown with that, wasn't there?
Yes, the next two entries in that series are Daizyujin and Shinkeno, which probably surprises nobody.
Now, I wonder if those will be the American molds. Here's a hint, probably not.
No, the joint Gattai stuff looks cheaper than even the American molds.
That's an accomplishment right there.
Oh, yes.
They've reached a new level of mediocrity. They're almost at our level.
Well, here's the other thing. Do you think they would actually be able to release deluxe-sized versions of all of those Zords?
Yeah, as web exclusives.
That's right.
Now, the joint fusion system, I know they're too large for it, but they remind me of capsule toys somehow.
I believe it's the chubby proportions and seeming lack of detail.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Kind of like a mix between those and micro Zords.
And your mom.
So yeah. They'll die.
No, can't be. They're going to be way too expensive.
I just meant in the way they have chubby proportions.
Your mom's got chubby proportions.
I think that was the point of the joke, Mickey.
And I was stressing the point of the joke. Some people weren't getting it.
Yeah, unlike your Max. Mom.
I was stressing your mom. She died.
If only we could make Fort Max get it for the cost of a nickel. That would be nickels well spent, don't you think?
The only thing stressed about your mom was her heart.
And her belt.
And her clothes.
What clothes?
Well, I guess fishnet hose count as clothes, don't they?
That's who.
So, what else is news this week?
Some new entries in the Figure Arts lineup.
Okay.
First and most surprising is the Tamashii Web exclusive Figure Arts Ride Vendor.
Which
is also,
will not transform.
Yes.
It's just
the f***ing vending machine.
You know, that reminds me of something that showed up at Tamashii Nations or something. It was a cardboard box that was a convention exclusive. I mean, literally a cardboard box.
Was it ironic, or was it actually...
The way they were advertising it was for it to be an accessory holder for your robot Tamashii figures. But it was just a plain brown cardboard box with a Tamashii Nations logo printed on it.
It still probably sold for hundreds of dollars on the aftermarket.
Yeah, I don't know. I never actually bothered to look into it.
This is even a... That's even worse than the Comic-Con exclusive Wonder Woman's Invisible Jet.
Oh, thank God you did not say the Orca with Prince Anna accessory.
Yeah, I think we all would have kind of flipped out on you over that again, Fort Max. Seriously, dude. Tired jokes are tired.
Besides, the Invisible Jet was awesome.
Yes!
With the ride vendor, the only purpose of buying it is to reenact that one scene from episode 6.
Well, okay. Now, the O's Combo Change series figures are roughly around the same size as the Figuarts, right?
Yeah, about that.
So the Tiger Ride vendor toy that came out for that would basically be compatible with the Figuarts, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, so if you have to have a transforming one, there is an option out there, and you get a Candroid with it at the same time, which is never a bad thing, you know. But if you want a vending machine that probably actually looks like a vending machine instead of an unfolded bike, then you go and pay your middleman hundreds of dollars to get you one of these.
And this is why this is classic Bandai. Why sell you one toy when they can sell you two with incredible markups?
Actually, isn't it three? Because wasn't there actually a motorcycle mode ride vendor for Figuarts?
Oh, I don't know. Is there?
Paladin? Not yet.
Okay.
I'm guessing there will be, though.
Yeah.
And we're losing Mickey again.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Always is.
Well, let's make it a drinking game.
I'm already winning.
Yeah, Mickey's a little bit ahead of us in that regard, and I think the rest of us would probably die from alcohol poison before we caught up with him. I figure if I can tell what Mickey's saying, everybody can. I'm sure they can't, but it makes me feel better.
It allows you to care less.
Well, I thought that's what the alcohol was for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so anything else on the news front?
Yeah, the other infinitely more reasonable entry into the Figuarts line this week is Birth.
Ah, yeah, and wasn't there also a magazine scan of the Combo Change series Birth?
Yes, which looks a lot better because it has all the parts.
Yeah, I actually kind of want to get that. I'm not going to, but I kind of want to.
I'm kind of impressed that Birth's gun has the different attachments you can move around on it.
Does it have the attachments to move around, or is it just two different guns?
It could be multiple guns.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, I was going to say, at that size...
That's the typical Bandai move for that, but, you know.
If you look at the picture where he's holding the gun up and he's got the red visor on, there is a hole in the bottom of the gun, though, so it's possible.
Yeah, but there's a hole in the bottom of your mom, too, but it doesn't mean parts move around on her.
Mm.
Actually, there's two holes
in
the bottom of your mom.
They tried to, but they really can't.
I think it'd be possible to do it at that scale since it's simple... plug the thing into the hole. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it could be done. It's just, you know, Bandai has a precedent for parts interchange a lot of the time. But yeah, I mean, it is pretty simple, so I could see it going either way. Like your mom. No, but what I really like about the Combo Change Birth is that you get all the attachment parts and they form into the Scorpion Mini Zord thing.
I'm really considering getting that over the Figuart.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does more stuff.
That should be out at the end of the month, along with, damn it, how the hell do you say the name of the blue combo?
Shouta.
Shouta?
There you go.
Just say the first part like you're saying shout. I mean, you murder pronunciation on half the other stuff anyway, so I don't think anybody's going to care.
It's not for Max.
Oh, great. The Southerners are lecturing me about pronunciation.
Snap.
We may be Southerners, but do you hear Southern accents?
Probably.
Well, not for me.
Probably for me. Y'all.
Yeah, but yours isn't that bad. I mean, you remember the first time we met, I told you I couldn't even tell you had a Southern accent.
I assumed you were just being kind.
No, I really couldn't.
Now I know you better.
No, I really couldn't pick out your Southern accent that day. I can pick it out now, but not then. You were talking about the Figuarts Birth, though.
No, I think we covered that already.
Okay.
We all think the Combo Change one is awesome.
Yeah. If you don't need the extreme posability, the Combo Change series is probably the preferential choice here.
Now, the Cobble Chain series has decent posability.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've got one of the precursors, which is the Final Form Ride series from Decade. I got the D end of that. And, I mean, it's no figure arts level, but it's pretty good. It's better than most Power Ranger figures we got here.
The paint and articulation aren't completely like figure arts, but they're pretty good if you just want the gimmick in a series like O's.
Or you just want a basic posable figure and you don't want to spend a whole lot. Like, I got this for about $15 shipped.
Figure Arts Birth and Combo Change Birth should be about the same price anyway, I think.
Yeah, I mean, and again, when you factor in what has more gimmicks, it's not a hard choice what's the better value there.
Are they about the same scale?
Like, roughly, because aren't Figure Arts about the scale of, like, the Super Legends Power Rangers figures?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, and, like, I could buy the Combo Change Birth and he'd look perfectly fine next to my Axel.
It would at least be passable, I would think.
Okay, you know, not, that's good.
I mean, you know, people vary in height, so, I mean, it would look more natural if they weren't exactly identical in size anyway. Plus, the thing I've got against Figure Arts Birth in particular is that being a Figure Arts body, it looks too slim. You know, the Birth suit in the show looks pretty big and bulky.
Which is kind of silly because Dante is really slim.
Yeah, I just assume the armor's thick.
Not your mom.
Right. Well, something on your mom is thick, but it's not the armor.
Just something?
Try everything.
Okay, so your mom's
She has.
For a nickel.
Excellent.
Okay, we also saw Figure Arts pics of some new Fize form. I didn't watch Fize, so I have no idea what this is.
Fize XL?
Or is it Fize Blaster?
No, Blaster's the red one, and we've seen that. XL is when the chest is open. Matrix mode.
Yeah.
There you go. I bet that's a Tamashii Web exclusive, too.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, generally, it's safer to assume something is a Tamashii Web exclusive and then be pleasantly surprised when it's retail, right?
You sound worse than Mickey.
Hope my connection doesn't go out. But no, I was saying that it's generally safer to assume that something will be a Tamashii Web exclusive rather than not.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah.
In this line, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so do we have any other new stuff?
Crazy Kamen Rider 2011 to 2012 rumors.
I think it's a little bit early. It's a little early for that. None of the rumors from this time last year proved to be true, so.
Yeah.
I'd be more inclined to wait until more into summer before we start indulging in the rumor mill.
When do we first hear the O's rumor about it involving metals? When was that?
Summerish, I think. I could look back through the show archive, but that would take effort.
See, I'm still thinking it was like springish.
Well, it definitely wasn't February or Marchish.
There's some interesting stuff on this rumor list, though.
Like Billy the Kid?
I was thinking the monster eggs.
No, I think we're going to go with Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past Japan to use Billy the Kid.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was Starfish Hitler. Starfish Hitler should come back as a writer.
Totally.
Yes. Somebody needs to subtitle that.
Well, that's what, X?
Yes.
I thought it was Amazon.
I believe X is being subtitled.
No, it's V3.
Who's Amazon?
No, I'm getting Showa errors mixed up.
Yeah, Starfish Hitler was Kamen Rider X.
Yeah, I think somebody is doing X. I couldn't tell you who off the top of my head, but I believe somebody is, and not Ho.
Ho, that's who.
No, not Ho.
Oh.
Okay, so, there was that new poster for the Rider Anniversary movie, which had non-Riders on it.
Yes,
What the hell?
Goddamn Zubats.
And Kikider?
Keep telling you, use Repel and you won't have to deal with the f***ing Zubats.
Well, given that they were created by the same guy.
Damn that Mountain Moon.
I mean, every cave.
Well, Mountain Moon was the first
dark place ever.
Mountain Moon was the first, okay?
I bet you could find Zubats inside your mom.
I said
she also called Mount Moon.
Yeah. Well, she's not called that. That's actually instructions.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so anything else for that? No?
I think that's all the relative news.
Okay. Relative or relevant?
Oh, both.
Yeah.
I've got one more piece of relative news. It's about your mom. She cooked out.
Does it involve a nickel?
Yes.
But do you have to get it on Tomashi Web?
Yes.
No, because she's not that expensive.
Oh, okay.
Or that exclusive.
Or exclusive.
Oh. There's a Figure Eyes Kamen Rider O coming out.
A what now?
Figure Eyes O's.
The Master Grade kit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I imagine I'm going to care about that just as much as I cared about Master Grade Double.
Little?
Less. For me, when there's been good action figure options, I have not felt the need to go to a model kit. And I don't even own any figures of Double anyway, so... Yeah.
You should fix that at some point.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, I wanted to get the Double Form Change series Double figures, but they always seem too expensive.
Figure Arts is more worth it for Double, I think.
But the Double Form Change figures, I can swap through all the forms, only buying three figures.
Four.
Well, Fang Joker doesn't count because nothing ever swapped with that.
Extreme.
I always wanted to see a Fang Trigger.
Or a Fang anything.
Fang Metal?
Maybe not.
Metal Fang?
No.
Fang Axel?
What? No.
Fang Skull?
Fang Extreme? Yeah, they need to do other extreme forms, too.
I can see it now. Like...
Fang Eternal.
And actually, on the Figure Arts...
What?
XL joke. The Figure Arts XL... Cyclone XL apparently extreme. Only comes with, like, three or four sets of hands, and that's it for accessories.
Yeah, it pretty much just sucks.
No love for Kamen Rider Italy. But here's my prediction. A year or so from now, we're going to see a Tamashii Web exclusive Skull Joker Extreme.
Well, no, because it didn't appear in the show.
No, what's going to happen?
Technically, neither did Cyclone XL, but they still made that.
Well, it did appear in the show, it just wasn't real.
Cyclone XL is going to show up in the XL's Wolverine movie, and then everyone's going to want this figure after that.
Well, no, because see, in XL's chapter, he just gets to use his gold form now. That's yellow his form. Power up for that.
Doesn't look gold, it looks yellow. Figures.
Looks gold to me.
It's his booster form.
It's his Hyakushiki form.
Is what?
It's a Gundam reference.
It's a Gundam!
And now Mickey will explode. Okay, so should we move on to the shows?
Yeah, why not?
Let's start with Samurai this week.
Okay.
Samurai Forever.
Bulk and Skull were actually... Well, no, Bulk and Spike were actually involved in the plot this time.
But were they on set?
The debate still rages.
Eh.
They used the scene from the opening credits.
Yeah.
That counts for something, I guess.
Not really.
And also, Yellow saves the day by, having low self-esteem.
Awesome.
That's a great message to teach to the target audience, isn't it?
Just like in
Shinkanger. Well, it's a perfect follow-up to last week's stalking.
Well, you know, it makes sense because, you know, being lifted from Shinkanger, this was the Japanese plot, too. And, you know, in Japan, they teach girls to have low self-esteem.
Among other things.
Well, one thing at a time, though.
Well, nobody with high self-esteem is going to go for tentacle rape, so...
Yeah.
You gotta get on lower down to the level before you start filming them.
Yeah, I don't know.
This week's monster. It was doing my job for me by insulting everybody.
And I do like a lot of the writing.
The dialogue's just still pretty painful to me.
Yeah, it's a little too corny.
But corny works with this type of monster.
To a point.
Yeah.
The best line in the whole episode was Jaden. Jaden? Red, whatever. Saying that he was going to add injury to the monster's insult.
That's a pretty good line.
And I prefer your mouth's like a convenience store, always open.
Well, see, that would have been great as a your mom joke.
And then, of course, the interesting euphemism for boring.
Oh, you mean being highly disciplined and focused?
Am I boring? You're highly disciplined and focused. An excellent trait for a samurai.
Yeah, you're boring. What was that, Mickey? Okay. Well, Mickey's left us for a minute.
Oh, crap.
That's okay, we still have Barricade, so all hope is not yet lost.
Right.
You sure about that? It is this show, so...
And we still have somebody tolerable on it. Oh, there's Mickey back. What?
What was that about?
Oh, we were discussing whether or not all hope was lost after we lost you. I was saying since Barricade was here, we still have somebody on the show who's tolerable.
Oh, thank you for that.
Just doing my job. But yeah, about, 5 minutes into the episode, I think, it struck me how much better this episode would have been if the monster only made your mom jokes. For the most part, I blame you guys for that.
Of course.
Well, I have to blame somebody. Nothing can be my fault.
But except we didn't start making your mom jokes until you started encouraging us to.
Well, it was funny. And we needed something to put some personality in the show. Just like the personality I put in your mom.
What? Repeatedly.
So, yeah, Samurai was still, like, you know, Samurai.
Which is not entirely bad or good right now.
Yeah, it's
getting
pretty,
better.
It's fairly neutral the same way Shinkanger was initially.
Still waiting for Genta.
Yeah, I'm thinking since I got to enjoy Shinkanger after that point, Samurai will seem better then too. I hope. Because that kind of suck if I wait all that time and it still blows.
Yeah, because remember I had the same theory about Gosei Knight, and we all know how that turned out.
I'm just hoping they end up using the end monster costume from the Decade crossover.
They won't.
No, they probably won't because that appeared primarily in specifically Decade footage.
So it's all his fault.
And it's all his property.
I thought they at least got the costumes.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, though, whether it be considered a Decade costume or a Power Rangers costume, and I would imagine that would be considered a Decade costume and probably not subject to the property sharing agreement.
It's kind of funny how that works. And they're both put out by, what is it, Toei?
And your mom just puts out.
For nickels.
But yeah, Toei. But, you know, I imagine there would have to be separate rights negotiations for the Decade episodes and materials in question.
Probably.
Because most of that crossover story took place in Decade. There was only subtle references to it in the two Shinkanger episodes that aired alongside.
Mostly involving Dien stealing Ika-chan.
Yeah. And I think Dien monster looming menacingly at the end of another episode. But the scenes with Dien stealing Ika Origami were repeated in the Decade episode anyway, so it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, Samurai is still kind of iffy, so. So, talk about something better now?
Yes.
What do we want to go with, Rider or Pirate?
Pirate.
We usually go with Pirates first.
Okay, well, we'll do pirates.
Insert sound clip here.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Yo ho, me mighties, it's time for pirate Sentai action.
If I was fancy like Kilby, I would be able to play it in line.
Like skates?
Yes. That's exactly what I mean.
Anyway.
Episode 3 of Gokaiger?
Yes. Let me pull
well,
it up.
Here. They're in heavy fog and crash into one of the Imperial ships and then have a big argument over who was at fault.
Just like any car accident.
Why don't we have Mickey talk about this since he'll do it in a little more detail?
As long as the connection lasts.
Well, we'll hope for the best.
Well, the episode starts out with some people talking, and then later on some action happens in the credits roll.
Awesome. I kind of miss the Gokai Galleon being anchored in the city.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of hard to anchor something when you crash head first into the ground.
Well, no, I just mean like the visual of the ship floating there among the tall buildings.
Well, I'm sure it'll happen again.
Probably.
I hope so.
They are going to be doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah. They got to dock in the city again at some point.
And go for curry.
I could go for curry.
Spicy curry?
The only kind there
is. Well, I'm sure there's milder curry.
That's not curry. That's just bullshit.
Okay.
Curry should be spicy or not at all.
Well, as long as you put enough rice with it so you can kill the heat a little bit.
You're just a pussified vagina machine.
Look, I like my spicy food, but I have my limits, you know. Unlike your mom.
So basically, this episode was a green focus episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Gokai Green kind of sucks right now.
Yeah, more than kind of. He very much sucks.
But I like his pants.
They are very Christmassy.
He wouldn't look out of place on the Doctor Who set.
No, not so much. But so they basically, the Gokaiger stumble into the Empire's plot of making volcanoes or something.
I don't know. I was never too clear on what they were actually trying to accomplish.
Well, apparently the guy with the metal penis coming on the back of his head impregnates the Earth and blows his load of lava at the Gokaiger.
Awesome.
All right, then.
There's your mom joke in there somewhere.
Just one?
No, I think he was in your mom making a joke.
See, this is why I wanted Hey Mickey to do the episode rundown.
Because I can make it more suggestive and penis-filled. How's that work out? I don't know.
Penificated?
It also resembles your mom.
I like more phallus references, but I'll get my grammar wrong, so.
Right. Well, only one thing counts here, and that's the penis jokes.
Right. Oh, I know one thing this episode gave us, something that we don't see very often. It's what the underside of a ranger boot looks like. Apparently they have treads.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Also, apparently, the Gokaigers can jump about 15 meters.
Well, they are pirates.
Marvelous can jump about 15 meters. As we saw, Doc can't even do that when he's pole vaulting.
Yeah, he can do about 14 meters.
Yeah, roughly. Maybe he would have made it if he wasn't shooting his gun at the time. You know, the recoil probably pushed
him
back.
And if he didn't look down.
Yeah, if he didn't look down, he would have been fine.
Yeah.
Cartoon logic.
Exactly.
Of course.
Okay, so they meet up with the mysterious man in black.
Magic Red.
Oh, fine, if you want to give the ending away.
I thought you just
what
said
ending?
That.
That's the beginning.
Okay, besides, the whole show is about him anyway, isn't it?
They meet up with...
Sorta.
Well, yeah, in Mystic Force,
I mean,
even
Magic
more
Red,
so.
I mean, of course it's about him.
Yeah, so they meet up with Kai, who tells them that they're using their rip-off powers very suckily. But he'll teach them the secret of it if they can catch him without transforming.
Right.
And Marvelous just runs ahead.
Well, that's because he's Marvelous.
Yeah.
Mm. And who would listen to Doc anyway?
Nothing can go wrong for Captain Marvelous, if you forget about that unfortunate pickpocketing incident from last week.
Or that part where he tried to jump over the cliff and got tackled by a monster coming out of nowhere.
Well, now, see, that's not his fault. That's not his fault. He would have made it over there with plenty to spare if the monster didn't come up and grab him from behind somehow.
And if Doc didn't try to stop him.
Grabbed your mom from behind.
She died.
Unless she rolls over on you, in which case you die.
And probably several others.
She used roll out. It was super effective.
Well played. So, as far as Ranger keys this week, we got Sexy Kaku Ranger and Sexy Go On Black.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, femalized.
No, I just mean the Go On Black helmet looks incredibly oversized on the stunt person they used for that.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it looks like a little kid wearing it.
But it's Go-Onger, so it's okay.
Well, it's kind of Go-Onger. There wasn't like an engine soul in there talking at the same time.
Yeah.
I was kind of missing that, you know. I missed Go-Onger. It was so wonderful and fun.
It's one of the best Sentai series I've ever seen.
Well, everybody thinks that about their first one. But see, the thing is, though, for the people who are only starting to watch Sentai now during Gokaiger, it'll be
true.
Oh,
man, I feel so bad for them.
Thanks.
They're going to hate everything.
They really are. Because nothing's going to be this good again.
Now, what about the people who started watching Gosager?
Well, then
their
lives
just... everything already.
Or they do now.
The people who started with Gosager probably committed suicide.
Yeah, they're not around anymore. They don't matter.
Okay, so other Ranger keys. There was Gao White, Jet Swan. Yeah, Jet Swan.
Swan.
And Big One.
Yeah.
But no Big Bomber.
Sadly, yeah. Not. I think we would have to wait for a full team transformation into Jack to get a Big Bomber.
Yeah, they did do the Big One finish, though.
They kind of snazzed it up some, too. It was a lot prettier.
Well, you'll also notice, if you compare to the Big Bomber compilation video that we are all well familiar with, the Big One suit's looking a lot better than it did in the 70s also.
It appears to be padded with fake muscles.
Well, that would probably be a requirement, don't you think?
Well, but, you know, compared to the other Ranger costumes, yeah, it looks just like just Japanese dudes and spandex. But this one clearly looks like they've added big old fake cartoon muscles to it.
The new one or the old one?
The new one. I haven't really paid that much attention to the old one.
Well, either way, all the old stuff is looking a lot better than it did when it was old.
Yeah. Which I'm fine with that.
Yeah, it's okay.
It works.
But anyway, the Big One finish is not nearly so amazing as the Big Bomber, which can shoot elephants and babies and, you know, things at you.
Yeah.
Of course, your mom shoots babies, too.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
That's why your mom has trash service twice a week.
Okay, so new Megazord power-up.
Which looks fucking
awkward.
Well, actually,
before we get to that, when they meet back up after going, they use the Magiranger team form, and they do a Magiranger morph sequence.
And?
Well, I just like the remaking the morph sequence, but instead of having the humans there, it morphing into the Magirangers, they do it with the morphed Gokaigers morphing into the Magirangers.
You should watch more Decade. You'd be used to a transformed form transforming into another transformed form.
Yeah.
Well, wow, that sentence was incredible.
And I got it in one try. I can't even get simple sentences in one go.
I got your mom in one go.
Yeah. Twice.
I went back for seconds.
But yeah, the Megazord form.
Paladin?
It looks f***ing stupid.
He's wearing it's wearing a half a dragon on the on its chest.
He has a hood ornament.
And the dragon head is, well, the dragon kind of is in the way of the head.
Just a little bit.
Which also reminds me of your mom.
Yeah, it's an incredibly dumb Zord power-up. I can't wait to the next one so we can stop seeing this one.
Yeah.
That would be Dekka, right?
Yeah, and Dekka looks good from just from the toy shots.
Well, yeah, because the main part of it stays within the bounds of the chest cavity, and everything else is guns.
Yeah, it looks useful.
Apparently,
guns
this is somehow
everything better.
Somehow, this is useful for flying, though.
I can't even begin to comprehend the aerodynamics involved with that.
Yeah, well, you know, Blue's vehicle is supposed to be a jet, but have you actually seen a good picture of Blue's vehicle?
I try not to.
It's a box with a cockpit.
And a hand on it.
So it's basically
your mom. So it's a Zord, in other words.
It's funny because with your mom, it's a cock in her box's pit. Right?
Also with a hand somewhere on it.
Oh. I was waiting for a word that was going to figure in.
Again, just like your mom.
Yeah, I don't really know how wings on the front of your arms would be helpful for flying, but
it makes magic. More sense.
There you go. It's magic. A wizard did it.
It is Magic Ranger.
It has a bigger wing to mass ratio than say the Dyna ship.
Yeah, but the Dyna ship is powered by Awesome.
And it makes more sense than wings sticking out of your f***ing heels like Nightscream.
Don't mention that.
Yeah, I don't really think that applies here.
It should.
Didn't the Magic Ranger Zord have big wings on it?
Yes.
Yes.
But they looked less retarded, right?
Much.
No.
Oh.
I mean, they weren't on the front of the arms, but they were still huge and obtrusive. And they unfolded to get bigger. It's not a bad toy, though. I like that it can transform into the dragon form.
Yeah, I definitely like the Titan Megazord.
It's a little stiff, though.
Which Megazord toy isn't?
Well, this is kind of like more so. And it's got these stumpy little arms.
What, does it do its arms not move forwards or something?
That's the only articulation you can cut out of Megazords, is the forward arm motion.
Titan actually has knees, too.
But you know what's really a brick in the Magi Ranger series? The Centaurus Wolf, what was that, Wolkaiser?
Wolkaiser.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Magi Legend.
Well, Magi Legend has motorized gimmicks, so I mean it's understandable that it wouldn't actually do anything on its own.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I'm still loving this show.
Oh yeah, it's still good. The fight scene early on was not quite as off the wall as the first couple, but we knew that had to get toned down eventually anyway.
Yep, sadly.
But the fight direction is still really good in this. They're just not playing with it quite as extensively.
Yeah. And I do like the looking for cell phones bit. After
Oh, yeah, and the line about the new codes being delivered via email.
Yeah.
Which is how it happened in Magi Ranger.
Yeah, it is. It's still funny to hear it described that way, though.
Although, if they had said by texting, that would have made more sense, I think.
Well, phones now do email and web and texting and everything, so you can do Skype over a cell phone. Probably even with video.
Right.
Well, whatever.
Majored says that the true power of the Magi Rangers comes in courage, and that he's going to let them keep the powers for now.
Well, he probably doesn't really have a choice in that anyway. You know, unless he whips out a morpher with a keyhole in it, I don't really think he can, like, just beat him up and take the power back.
Or if perhaps he whips out a giant flame god coming up from behind him.
Or perhaps he whips
out... What was that?
Whips out a camera and grabs...
Seals their souls?
The key?
No.
Well, that wasn't last episode, and do you think Magi Red couldn't do that?
No. No, that wasn't a flame god. That was a flame angel.
Okay, well, context, perhaps?
That's what gave the Magi Rangers their powers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
That was kind of not played up so much in Mystic Force, but, you know.
I don't think I ever watched a single episode of Mystic Force. With...
We should probably do that at some point.
What?
Mystic Force.
Well, we'll see. I like Mystic Force a lot, but it's not a great series. Okay, so next week on Gokaiju, Blue tries to do some stuff with a bunch of swords.
Blue Focus episode, good.
Hopefully he will actually turn out to be a character.
He is a character. Just, he's the cool one.
Instead of just that guy that stands there with his long hair.
And the zippers.
He's the Gokaiju version of Sephiroth.
Too bad he's not the Gokaiju version.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
What?
Both.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yes.
It's a thing.
It's definitely a thing.
He's quiet and dark and mysterious and he uses swords. And he's got long hair. There you go.
Well, anyway. So, how about some O's?
Come on.
We finally get some more Cake Boss in this episode.
And he's a Dalek now.
I love how he looks up at Satanaka.
When he did that, I was kind of wishing he would have turned around like he was looking behind him.
It's still amusing enough that he knew that even though he's looking at a video camera, he looked up to where she'd be behind him.
Yeah. Kogami's just that amazing.
Yeah, he is. But he didn't have crazy wardrobe. He just had like this light blue suit jacket.
Maybe also, apparently, birth is in the negatives.
Maybe he was like... Maybe Kogami was wearing a kilt also, and we just couldn't see because the screen didn't go low enough.
It was a fabulous evening gown from the waist down.
Well, we knew Date was probably losing more cell medals when he started fighting Greed directly.
Yeah.
Especially after that incident with the drill last week.
He's never going to earn a million medals.
That was just his total for the month, though, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's still got some saved up, I'm sure. Just for the month, he's down 500 and something. Oops! Maybe they're also counting whatever Goto's using in his birth buster.
Well, I'm sure he's supplying them directly to him.
So there you go. That's probably part of the problem also. You waste a lot of cell medals when you're shooting at bowling pins.
And hitting nothing.
Yeah. And doing no damage either.
Well, Goto actually hits things that he's trying to hit this time.
Well, he's getting better with it. He actually did some damage to the yummy.
Yeah. And didn't get blown back.
The frightening, frightening yummy Fusor thing.
It was horny.
Yes. Yes, it was. Had a big rhino chest and other parts.
And we had yet another freak-out moment from Dr. Maki in this episode.
Time because of a coupon.
Yeah, what's up with him and, what's her name?
Chiyoko.
Yeah, her.
Couscous girl.
Maybe he just hates good deals.
Maybe it's because she was staring at him.
That was kind of a
staring at the doll.
Maybe he's just pissed that Dottie left more garbage lying around his office.
If you drop the doll, you know it's serious.
Yes. Doll needs a little parachute. You know what was the best part of this episode, though?
What?
Love.
And AG.
Yes, Attract is still super effective.
Is that Attract or Sweet Kiss?
Well, she didn't actually touch him, which was probably the smart idea, so I'm going to stick with Attract.
Okay, we'll go with that.
But, yeah, are any of you expecting to see Love as a Tashi Web exclusive?
I suspect that'll happen at some point.
I think it'll happen as like one of those deform keychain deals. Rather than a full figure arts.
Or they'll make one but never release it.
That's Bandai of America.
Right.
No, there are some stuff that they'll make like prototype like things of, but say that these are
there's a lot of
customs.
There's a lot of stuff in Robot Damashii that they've shown off at toy shows and still has not been scheduled for release so far. So, I mean, they do it, just not in the same context as Bandai of America.
Yeah, Bandai of America will say, this is coming out, this is what the price will be, this is when it's coming out, here are the assortment, product and assortment numbers. No, you can't have it.
Yeah, Bandai of Japan is more like, here's some ideas we're spitballing, we're not committed to them.
Well, plus, Bandai of Japan has it a little different in that it doesn't matter if the series is ongoing at the time or not. If they want to release it at some point, they can do it anyway. That's just how the market works there.
Yeah.
You know, they can aim at the collectors a little more directly who don't really... there's no bearing on whether there's current media. But yeah, I would be...
in Kamen Rider Italy. I don't see why they can't do the love, love, love combo.
They could.
We can't get a love medal.
That I almost guarantee is going to happen.
Oh, well, I bet that would be a magazine exclusive pack in where you'd have to buy like three
candy
magazines
toy.
To get a full set.
It'll be a candy toy medal.
Why not? They already gave us the f***ing panda.
And we got how many memories in double for previous riders? We're going to get a candy toy love medal, I guarantee it.
Yeah, I can't even count off the top of my head how many Sound Gaia memories there were. So...
Count and the memories just doesn't have the right ring to it either.
Too many syllables.
So the actual episode 24.
Weren't we already talking about that?
Yeah, we got off subject a little bit.
About as much as we actually talk about anything.
Well, we always get off subject.
You're listening to Superhero Time, going completely off subject.
So we find out the reason why Dottie didn't fall for what's her bitch's love powers. No, not bitch school. This is a nerdy bitch. He didn't fall for that because he thought she was hotter before.
Which is what we said that last episode.
Right. Yeah. Well, that is the trope.
But it's kind of funny though, because like her powers make other men fall in love with her whether they find her attractive or not. So Dante's explanation doesn't really work within the context of her powers.
Well, okay. My guess with this is that her power makes men fall in love with her who would not ordinarily find her attractive. Which, what they're saying is that nobody would find her attractive under normal circumstances, and Dante's just weird.
Well, it is Japan.
And it is Dante. He is weird.
But in a good way. He's not Maki weird.
They really kind of went overboard with the heart effects on AG in this episode. But I'm not complaining because it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was a little bit overdone.
In another show, I wouldn't have liked it, but this being O's, is fine.
I figure this is the equivalent in O's to in Double when Double's hand got turned into a cow.
Ankh was actually able to somewhat stand it.
I wonder if the Gene DuPont could turn Ankh glove hand into a cow.
Ankh would not be happy about that.
No, probably not.
Well, when is he ever happy?
Yeah, Ankh was not happy with anything this episode.
Well, he's never been happy.
He's happy when he has ice cream.
No, he's still pissed off when he has ice cream.
He's just a little less pissed off.
Yeah.
Right. But still, Ankh was...
That scene with AG spinning in circles and slapping Ankh with a head of Billy is the funniest thing I have seen ever, I think.
Yes.
Somebody on Allspark has that as an avatar already.
That's me.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Way to pay attention.
I thought somebody else had it.
I was paying for Ankh to murder AG.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, no, somebody else does have this because it's bigger and slower when I saw it. But yeah, that's great.
If you're not thinking of your mom, bigger and slower, it sounds like her.
Right.
I don't think that would be appropriate content on the old Spark.
But yeah, Ankh was amazingly restrained, considering. Most of the time he just sat around looking grumpy about the whole situation.
Well, yeah. That...
Instead of sitting around looking like he wanted to tear somebody's throat out like he usually looks.
I think he might have been secretly amused at AG acting like such an idiot.
Well, he already thinks AG's an idiot anyway. I don't see how he'd see the difference.
I think because he realized he was under a spell and he was just enjoying AG being tortured.
That's entirely possible.
And plus, he gets to... Well, plus it's something he gets to hold over him later.
Yeah.
Of course, the
I
best...
liked the scene where they forced him to transform into Oz.
I was just going to say, yeah. the best part of this whole thing was them transforming AG for him.
Yeah.
And Kazali's like, wait, what?
Yeah, the hang on a second. And then Kazali sits on a curb and waits for them.
And then, of course, Ankh just pushes Oz over to Kazali, who immediately punches him in the face.
This more than made up for the slow first half of the story.
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, this is the first time since Gokaiger started that I enjoyed the Oz episode more than Gokaiger.
Well, you gotta remember, we had two Uva episodes before this, too, so...
Boring, yeah. Uva's such an insect. No imagination.
Yeah.
Yes.
Plus, he's got dull things like grasshopper yummies. Not freak job rhino, sea creature, cat yummies.
Well, he gave us Kamen Rider Shin.
Yes, yes.
So we find out a secret about Date this week, and that he's not just some traveling hobo. He's a traveling hobo doctor.
Fighting doctor hobo.
Yes.
Yeah, Date becomes cooler every time they...
From?
Date gets cooler every time they tell something else about him.
Well, everyone he knows apparently has a past with everyone else he knows.
So it's short-packed.
Except it's a lot better.
Yeah.
Except for the laugh.
Yeah, Oz has better writing. And more consistent storytelling.
So then Nerdy Bitch gets stabbed through the chest in an unusually gory scene for Oz.
Yeah, that was a little bloody. And she also gets her leg broke pretty good, too.
And then we find out that Date is not just a traveling fighting Dr. Hobo. He's a sexy traveling fighter, Dr. Hobo.
Well,
for some reason, he has to take his shirt off to operate.
Well, don't forget that scene in Explosive Runs.
Right. Man's abs.
It's not like it's the first time you've seen that actor with no shirt on.
No, but the point I'm making here is that he takes off his shirt for pretty much no reason at all, other than just to show off.
Well, he had to tear it up to make bandages.
Takes it off so he can first tear it.
And make bandages.
There is an attempt at a reason behind it.
Right.
Whereas, of course, the real reason is so that moms will tolerate having that show on.
And Mickey.
Let's watch that episode again.
And he's not going to tear up the f***ing jacket. He's in the red enough as it is.
Yeah, that jacket's probably expensive.
Definitely more so than the shirt.
Right.
Date did get a pretty decent haul with his new drill, though.
Yeah, he jacked that yummy up.
Well, that's how he's supposed to operate, you know. Birth is made to destroy yummies and collect their cell metals.
Well, he destroyed half the yummy, like, instantly. And then he left the scary half.
But did he get all the cell metals from it? It didn't look like he had his gorilla buddies with him.
No, but they all magically floated into his milk jug.
Yeah.
Except for a few that splashed around it just for effect.
And to hit Goto.
Right. Okay, so then...
his gorilla buddies are probably in the food.
Yeah, they're still back at the noodle cart, swimming in the oil.
Honking.
So,
I don't know how the gorillas honk in this show.
That's the one thing you're going to question in this show?
Yes, everything else makes sense. But why the gorillas seem like geese, I don't know.
Well, you know, geese are the gorillas of the fowl world.
What?
So anyway, AG gets cured of his spell when he's forcibly transformed into O's.
And has no idea what the f*** going on, right. Even more so even for him.
And still has no idea what the f*** is going on after he's pushed into the Kazali.
That's great.
And we lost Barricade, so...
He'll be back.
Oh, f***.
There he is. So anyway, what happened then?
And, well, then Ankh flies around to draw the fire of the spooky half of the yummy, which...
That's an even match right there.
Yeah.
And then we finally learned something we've been waiting to find out since the first damn episode of the show. What in the hell does the hawk head do?
It's sight beyond sight.
X-ray vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, and then Kazali just stands there for a while and lets O's take the core metal and then stands around while, and then O's just stands around holding the core metal in his claws and Kazali doesn't do anything.
Yeah, was Kazali just bored by this point or something?
Well, he is a cat, you know, they don't really have the greatest attention spans.
He just got lazy.
Again, he's
a cat.
I think
the writers got lazy.
Well, I mean, what's it to Kazali anyway? He figures he's powerful enough to go back and get his core medals anytime he wants them. You know,
he probably still has more medals somewhere that he hasn't absorbed completely.
And Dr. Maki probably
and,
has
well,
them.
He'd probably just go and beat up Uva again.
That's true.
Yeah, that's always an option.
Yeah, the only reason Uva's still alive is because O's...
Because he can hide.
Well, the reason, only reason Uva's still around is because O's came and stopped him from... Well, and interfered in the fight.
That it would get kind of boring with just Kazali.
No more boring than having Uva around.
Yeah, really.
Well, Uva has some potential to at least make things a little interesting.
The only thing Uva has going for him is that he's cool looking in his human form.
He's got a green leather jacket. I'm not even certain how you get that. What animal do you skin to get green leather?
A moldy cow.
In other words, your mother.
Oh.
Oh, that's who?
Yeah, close.
O's, that's two.
O's, that's who's. What? But anyway.
And finally, the real star of this episode is Shouta.
Right. Tactical rape form.
Which, that's
apparently
basically
he can
how
turn into water.
Operates.
Yeah, he becomes pseudopod from the abyss.
Or Masked Rider Super Blue.
Bio Rider.
Masked Rider Super Blue.
Bio
What's
Rider.
That?
What?
What's that?
What's what?
Masked Rider Super Blue.
It's the third form of Masked Rider. You know, Saban's Masked Rider.
Oh, Saban's Masked Rider, okay.
Yeah, it's Saban's Masked Rider Super Blue.
Oh, okay.
I need to find the water squirting figure of that. I'm sure that wouldn't be all musty and moldy by now, right?
Right.
Your mom squirts, but it's not water, it's milk.
But she's got she's got the musty part down. Be a Shouta. What's the shot in Shouta?
Killer orca. Whale.
Or but what was, orca. What's the word, though?
Shachi.
Oh, I was hoping it was like Shamu. It'd be great if Shamu was the Japanese word for killer whale.
That would be pretty
Not
awesome.
Not enough vowels.
So we get water form, and we get the electro whips. And we get tentacle kicks.
Tentacle drill kick.
Death by tentacle rape.
Say that again?
Death by tentacle rape.
Now is Paladin's just... cutting out.
Okay.
Yeah. What's wrong with the internet today?
I blame Fort Max. He's
I'll
broken it. allow it, you'll endorse it.
So, preview for next week.
Holy shit.
Hey, that's a left hand, isn't it?
And a bird yummy.
Which probably
Something's
relates
going
to that,
on.
It probably relates to that left hand. Oh, does Ankh's right hand, is it missing the armor pieces on the two fingers, like the left hand?
I think so.
Well, darn, I was hoping they changed up the details for the left hand.
I don't think they
like
put
in place
that much
of the armor, he's got the two rings.
Okay.
It'd be funny if we're making all this big deal and it was just like a mirror shot of him.
Well, the title for next week includes the words left hand.
Oh, so. Well, okay. I didn't
but
know
they,
now,
they,
the question,
they,
now, what I want to know is, are there any Ankh feet going around somewhere?
An Ankh butt.
Didn't they make Thing Feet toys for the Fantastic Four movie?
I think so.
Yeah. I know it wasn't Hulk feet because that's just stupid.
No, I think there were Hulk feet.
Was there? I know there's Hulk hands. I know they made those awful fabric Hulk hands for the second movie. The sculpted foam rubber ones for the first movie were so much better.
I hated them.
Why?
Okay, there's definitely Thing
feet on stock.
Oh, because that was when you were still working at Toys R Us, wasn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I was part-time there. I'm there. But yeah, people would rip them out of the box, stuff them back in, and stack shit.
Right.
And they're an awkward size box. You can like fit like more than two on a shelf. It was just the worst packaging.
But they were great for beating people with.
Yeah, they were, because that's what all people do with them. Was worse, they tear them in the package and beat everyone down with them.
That's right.
And plus, You probably weren't allowed to beat people up with them in the store.
And just imagine how it's going to be with the Thor hammers this summer.
I can't wait to find one of those.
Well, look at the Target.
I have been.
Oh, okay.
You can get the hit tomorrow, so.
Yeah, they'll be around. Are you going to get the
don't stock on regular days? It's very irritating.
Well, that kind of sucks. Well, you know, they probably have the stuff sitting in the back just waiting for the street date. If you had a DCPI
I've
number...
I've already got one of the... I've already got the Sword Spike Thor.
Oh,
if
is
you
it?
Had the...
It's okay.
It's bet a I'm part of the Iron Man.
A bit better. Huh?
Bet I'm part of the Iron Man figures.
Yeah, pretty much, though. He actually has a new neck joint, and so his head can look up much farther.
That's nice.
All important for flying.
Verily.
So, Mickey, what are you going to look for? The Nerf Thor hammer or the sound effect Thor hammer?
Whichever one looks better.
Whichever one's bigger and beatier?
Not so much that, but whichever one just has better looking details.
Mm-hmm. Of course,
now,
the Nerf...
Now, what I want is a... Thor hammer that makes a squeaky hammer noise.
Well, you know, the Nerf Thor hammer is only like $10, so that might be preferable to you.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
The only other option is to buy a Goldie Marg.
Whatever I can throw up Ben's head when he's playing games.
Nice. I'm sure he'll appreciate that. But see, if you get the sound effect one, it would make a funny noise when it hits him in the head.
Yes, it would. Then the sound effect would go off.
Well, I guess it's about time to take a break now, don't you think?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Let's see. What did you send me this week, Halden?
Well, in honor of Twitter Theater, Bokenger versus Super Sentai, I did the mecha that's featured in that special, Die Voyager.
Okay, well, we'll take a break and come back to that before we go to Twitter Theater.
Go, go, Podcast Rangers! You mighty morphing Podcast Rangers! Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?
Hey, this is JD from Fanboy Versus. Join me, Chris Triplett, and Chris McFeely live every Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, or download the podcast. We'll discuss the week's biggest comic news, as well as review the current week's best issues. So tune in to Fanboy Versus, right here on the TF Radio Network.
Welcome again to Paladin's Place, preferred provider of mechanized melee.
Megazord sequence has been initiated!
I have already spoken at length about the primary vehicles of Go-Go Sentai Bokenger and the severe inferiority of their American counterparts. But those 10 are not the only entities in the Bokenger fleet. Today I'm analyzing a mecha featured extensively in this week's Twitter theater, the flying battleship Die Voyager. After a series of devastating battles for the legendary Precious, the Bokengers activate their final line of defense, a massive assault craft known as the Go-Go Voyager. This battleship configuration is pretty impressive, featuring a unique blend of sea and ground-based craft complete with a full complement of weapons, most of which are non-moving cannons, but it still counts for something in my book. Like a majority of end-of-year releases, Go-Go Voyager features a motorized action gimmick, rolling on gigantic wheels powered by batteries. This Voyager ship also technically qualifies as a carrier Zord in the sense that it can carry Dai Boken on its back while the motor is running. Not exactly the most creative of carrier Zord methods, but I guess it works in this case. The Go-Go Voyager splits into five separate components for the Bokengers: Go-Go Commander, Carrier, Fighter, Attacker, and Rotor. These Zords are pretty decent, I guess, with the possible exception of Carrier, who is very obviously just the back half of Go-Go Voyager with most of its accessories removed. I guess the design team just got lazy with that last part. Unsurprisingly, the Go-Go Voyager can transform into robot mode, with the ultimate configuration known as Die Voyager said to be the greatest weapon in the Bokenger's arsenal. This toy is a perfect example of an overpriced brick. It's almost completely inarticulate, and the actual transformation from vehicles to robot is minimal. But at least it's a very nice-looking brick. By far my biggest issue with this design is the lack of real hands. Go-Go Rotor's wheels are meant to double as gigantic fists, which can also use the motorized gimmick I mentioned before as a final attack of sorts. But the visual attempt just fails in my book. No matter which way you look at it, the arms clearly just end in giant wheels. Die Voyager possesses the same universal joints as the other Bokenger mecha, but frankly, attaching any of the other auxiliary Zords to this thing just looks silly. Die Voyager is much bigger than all the previous vehicles, so scale is thrown off even further, and the reverse effect, with Die Boken or even Siren Builder using the aforementioned wheel fists, is mostly unremarkable to me. I can only really recommend this Die Voyager mold for completists. On his own, the design just isn't good enough to merit shelf space, in my opinion. But on the off chance that anyone is genuinely interested in this thing, there is an alternative available. Die Voyager was the only member of the Bokenger fleet to survive the American transition. It was rechristened the Battle Fleet Megazord for its appearance in the much-hated Operation Overdrive, and released as a Toys R Us exclusive towards the end of that series' run, missing some minor paint details, but otherwise using the same mold as the original release, which was a pretty big milestone for Bandai by that point. Battle Fleet Megazord was a major shelf warmer for some time after the Operation Overdrive series had ended, and in theory should now be much easier to find than the Die Voyager release. Thank you again for tuning in to us at Superhero Time.
The site that brought you the best in reviews and photography for the last 5 years now brings you video. FigureReviews.com now features our bite-sized podcast and video reviews, starting with our special 200th review, plus our normal high-quality text and photo coverage. Toy reviews, photography, and now video. FigureReviews.com.
And now back to action with Superhero Time. This is Twitter Theater.
Okay, so this week on Twitter Theater, we started our crossover month. Every week this month, we'll be watching another crossover between Sentai and something or Power Ranger teams. So for the start of this, we watched Bokanger versus Super Sentai, which was Super Sentai's 30th anniversary special. Bosses, bosses, Super Sentai!
It was kind of underwhelming.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
So apparently for their 30 years of celebration, they figured, let's just jump back in time and cover the last six.
And have them be assholes.
Well, to be fair, most of them were assholes before this special.
That's probably a valid point.
So I guess Akka Red just has a weird sense of humor. I'll give you an address book of the people that won't want to help you.
Well, I need that address book.
Maybe Boke and Silver just picked some bad choices out of the address book.
Yeah, we saw how he followed up on picking those choices, so I'm going to go with Boke and Silver as a dumbass.
Well, he does have a mullet.
And he is named AG. So yeah, this introduced Akka Red, who apparently will figure into Gokaiger at some point.
Right.
Well, I wonder if there's others like Akka Red, like Owl Blue.
Midori Green.
Yeah.
Momo Pink.
I hope so.
Kuroi Black. I think we've taken that as far as we can, unfortunately.
Yeah. And plus, I don't know what the word for yellow is, so.
Me either. Well, we could substitute Spanish.
I don't know what the word for yellow in Spanish is either.
Well, fine, be that way. So yeah, stuff happened.
But yeah, Akka Red, precursor to the concept of Decade and Gokaiger.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
it's kind of interesting to see where the Gokaiger's powers originated from, I guess. I don't realize
I don't think he uses them as well
that.
As they do.
Maybe not.
I didn't realize they were drawing directly off a previous idea in Sentai to do this with.
Well, and really, Decade ripped this off too, so.
Well, I didn't watch Decade, so it's still sort of a surprise.
Okay. So,
But, one of the things that I did notice from watching this is that the fight direction is so far below what we got in Gokaiger and Kamen Rider. It's pretty generic Ranger stuff here.
Even the bits where they argue with one another.
Yeah.
I don't think comparing to Gokaiger is necessarily fair anyway, because it seems to have outstanding fight choreography.
Well, that's not fair, but going from what I have been watching for the past 3 weeks to watching this, it's just kind of like, that's what it used to be like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the last 3 weeks of what you've been watching, and then there was Double Forever a little bit before that, too, which also had outstanding fights.
That had, like, a full movie budget, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying that goes with Mickey's point that, you know, we're jumping back in time a little bit now, and it wasn't so great.
Well, put it in perspective. I watched Ghost Sager a lot before this, and... Yeah, I still wasn't completely overwhelmed by the versus special.
So,
are you saying Ghost Sager's actually competent in something?
If you turn off the sound and ignore the characters and watch the fight scenes, yeah, it can be competent.
Which is basically what we're banking our hopes for the Power Rangers adaptation on.
Power Rangers Bird more or less.
Yeah, Power Rangers Bird People.
So,
Power Rangers Aviary Force.
Bokanger versus Super Sentai is basically that there's a guy named Kronos who just shows up out of nowhere and decides I want to take over the world.
Of course.
That's not so abnormal. I mean, so, Sentai's kind of based on people showing up out of nowhere and deciding they're going to take over the world.
Yeah, so he uses Razor Leaf and teleports the Rangers to another dimension of paper-thin gears or something. I really don't understand what's going on.
Well, I believe they're using the gears to represent, you know, time, like gears in a clock.
Oh.
Because, you know, time is driven by clockwork. And for some reason, Magishine is there too.
And Smokey.
Well, if Magishine's there, Smokey ought to be there too. But at least they kept him in the lamp.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Red could not keep Zubon in his pants.
And that it even seems like they forgot that they had Zubon for a while.
I think part of Zubon's gimmick is just appearing at random. I'm not sure, though. So it's like, oh, hey, you're here, too. How did you get down there in my pants?
That's what she said.
Oh. One thing I noticed that you all may have already noticed or mentioned before, but I wasn't paying attention. Boken Silver's morpher, the noise it makes is the same noise they use in the new Samurai Morpher toy for Power Rangers.
Well, I don't recall the Go-Go Changer's noise offhand.
Well, the noise it makes when it rings or whatever it was he was doing with it.
Was it like this? Same...
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, all the Excellular does the same noise, as does the Overdrive Tracker,
okay,
which is what I have right here.
Ah, okay, well, that's the noise, and it's in the Samurai Morpher for a new line as well.
Well, that's Bandai. Recycle everything that's old.
Right.
Yeah.
Except the Dragon Zord.
And the Power Morpher.
Right. Yeah, in the Legend Sentai series stuff, they need to do a new Power Morpher. That's a straight rerun of the original Power Morpher.
I'm sure that will happen.
It's not unprecedented in the Legend series toys. The Legend Rider series belt had one that was like that, too. Of course, that wasn't a 20-year-old toy, so... Anyway...
I'm just saying, if you want it, I'm sure it's going to happen rather than not happen at all.
Oh, yes, of course. So, anyway... What were we talking about?
The main car tries to trap the gears...
But it kind of hurts.
And before long, the dimension will blow itself up.
As all good pocket dimensions do.
Hooray.
Because, you know, you need some reason for the story to advance.
Yeah, this whole thing was really lazily written.
Well, I think this is like a direct-to-video special. You know, so that's probably
stupid. Aqua Red was entertaining enough.
Yeah, I liked Aqua Red. But... There are some definite faults going on with the rest of it.
I liked how Boken Silver went and crashed Deca Whatever's undercover operation.
Deca Break?
Yeah.
I liked how Deca Break dealt with the situation.
Out the window with you!
That's how we deal with that now.
Defenestrated!
But still, I mean... How much of a dumbass can Boken Silver be to not understand what he's doing?
Apparently a pretty substantial dumbass.
Guess so. And then Magiella was boxing.
Yeah, sure. He did that a lot. That was kind of his gimmick.
Mm. Hurricane Blue is a pop singer.
Which was also her gimmick, I believe. Of course, she was the only one who actually was willing to go if she had been paying attention. So, oops.
But yeah, eventually everyone shows up, and of course, they don't know how to work with each other, so they argue and screw everything up.
Even though at least two of the members have actually teamed up before this.
Well, technically...
Continuity? What's that?
Shh, don't say that word.
Right. In sequence, they all should have teamed up with each other before.
Yeah.
Just not all as one single group. Just... fuzzy memory, that's all.
It's just another example of we need to insert a we can't work together, so we need to work together later on plot type of deal.
Yeah.
From the Book of Classic Sentai Cliches.
Yes.
Not just Sentai, it's just the Book of Classic Cliches. And then, of course, this was the inspiration for Overdrive's Once a Ranger.
And we all know how well that turned out.
A little better
Overdrive?
Than this, I think.
Because, you know, this is still better than any of Overdrive.
I'm not sure.
Well, Fort Max, you didn't watch any of Overdrive.
True.
That's why he's not sure.
I could argue that Overdrive is better than this in the way that Revenge of the Fallen is better than Energon.
In that it's actually possible to have watched Revenge of the Fallen when it was out.
in that something terrible is that's happening is more interesting than characters talking about whether or not something terrible could happen.
That's pretty good, actually.
Or like how Revenge of the Sith is better than Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, same logic.
Some turds are just shinier than
I
others.
I like the Obi-Wan bits in Attack of the Clones. They just need to edit out all the Anakin bits.
In this thing, it's like half of the team was Sixth Rangers.
They're technically Fourth Ranger in Black's case.
Right. It's also funny how in the brief recap shot of Abba Ranger, they had a Barry Killer as part of the team when that only ever happened like once.
And he would have been dead by that point, wouldn't he?
Yes, quite. Very, very dead. Bloodily, too.
Explosively.
Okay. There's a shot in this that kind of confused me when they were showing the background for the Magi Ranger chick. That scene with their helmets where there was no visors on. Was
that was Hurricaneer.
Hurricaneer. Yeah. But there's no visors on the helmets. Was that something they did then, or?
And they replicated that for Ninja Storm, too.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was kind of dumb.
Yeah, go on your, taking the helmets off was better in regard to having the faces visible.
I mean, the footage from Hurricane Angel looked better than the shots I saw from the Power Rangers movie where they had no visors. But it still looked odd.
It kind of was odd. Just removing the visors like that, it's never going to look quite right. Helmets off is always a much better option.
Usually. Kind of depends on what's under the helmets.
I was going to say, if it's like the Ghost Agers, you probably don't want to see what's under the helmet, but...
Yeah.
If it's a cast...
Neck.
if it's a cast you care about, then, helmets off is better than visors open. How did she fit those ears into that helmet?
Duct tape.
I guess it's just magic.
How did Iwata find a turtleneck tall enough?
You know what kind of disappointed me with Bokanger versus Super Sentai?
What?
No crazy robot fight.
Yeah.
All they did is use the Bokanger robots.
Instead, we just got to see Dive Voyager infected with burning justice.
Yeah, Akka Red really needs to go get that checked.
Okay, so... Kronos' plan was to revive the three princesses.
Priestesses.
Oh, yeah, priestesses. And one of them's a robot version of the King of All Cosmos.
Which one was that again?
The guy with the robes and the effeminate manner. The Magi Ranger villain.
Mimi?
Yeah.
Which is weird, because I thought that character was male.
He is.
Same.
And yet he's a priestess.
Yes.
Which makes you wonder if he's a stand-in, maybe, because the actress who played Bandora or Rita just died the year before this came out, so...
Ooh.
Maybe it was intended to be her character.
I don't think so, because they haven't gone back... They didn't go back any further than 6 years.
Although one of the priestesses was a Gowranger villain.
That was 6 years from this, wasn't it?
Well, they didn't have any Gal Rangers in the team up, though.
But Akka Red changed into one.
Well, yeah.
And that's as far back as they mentioned, is what I'm saying.
And that's what I'm thinking. Maybe they changed their plans because of her death.
Either that or it's just part of the joke.
But yeah, Kronos decides to just put them all into a staff.
Apparently that was the plan all along.
Sure, why not?
Just have to wait for the little girl to get back.
Yeah, she seemed amusing.
She was probably better than Ninja Storm. Of course, that would require watching Ninja Storm, which I can't really endorse. So,
I'll just wait for Linkara's History of Power Rangers on that to come up.
There you go.
Speaking of which, what is he on now?
Ninja Storm.
That should be the next one.
Okay, so... Yeah, they came right after that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm up to date still, been good.
Dino Thunder comes after that, right?
Yeah, because that's what he was watching.
Yeah, I want to see him review that. Mainly because Tommy comes back.
Too bad Tommy wasn't in Bokanger versus Super Sentai.
That would have been just interesting, dub him in. At least. That's how they handle him in Dino Thunder.
But yeah, kind of underwhelmed by the giant battle.
I'm kind of underwhelmed by all of this, really. I mean, there are some fun parts to it, but it really doesn't look like they're doing any justice to 30 years.
The giant robot battle looked... I think the Die Ranger battles were more interesting.
That's cold.
Yeah. Well, I think it's safe to say that Bokanger versus Super Sentai doesn't really live up to whatever hype it may have had before Gokaiger started.
Right.
If any existed, I have no idea.
Heck, even the attack of the stock footage in Gowranger versus Super Sentai was better.
Maybe we should have watched that instead.
Oh well, live and learn.
Yeah, well.
I guess they did live and learn, and they made a much better anniversary series this time.
Well, they made a better anniversary celebration by having the entire series be about the anniversary.
And cover the entire history.
Presumably.
And giving us a Red Ranger named Captain Marvelous.
Yeah, that seems important also.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Let's should revisit that concept later on, say 5 years from now.
Captain Marvelous will become the new Aka Red for the 40th anniversary.
Hell yes. Actually, I could see that happening.
But would he still be voiced by Amuro?
Yeah.
From Gundam?
Yeah.
That's the voice of Aka Red?
Yes.
That's amusing.
So, they had the crossover with next year's Sentai series. It's pretty much going to be just swiping the next series guy's powers, isn't it?
Maybe it'll be them swiping the Gokaiger's powers.
Mm.
They'll go try and take a picture of Marvelous.
Just steal his soul.
And his pocket.
Marvelous will pickpocket them while they're taking his picture.
And then go get some curry.
Yes.
And get it blown up.
Well, I hope not. He should get to eat at some point.
Why does the Black Oppa Ranger have candy corn stuck to his face?
Because he's from Dino Earth.
They got a problem with sticky candy corn there?
I guess.
Okay.
No, he's just from Dino Earth, so he has to look, you know, stupid.
Okay. Is Dino Earth a separate planet, or...?
Alternate dimension, I think.
So it's kind of like the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, okay. Except not as awesome.
Yeah, less I was going to say, what's that supposed to be insulting to, Ava Ranger or Super Mario Movie?
Yes.
Super Mario Movie is awesome.
It is awesome.
That joke goes like your mom, both ways.
And all around.
Right. Okay, so I guess that's it for Bokanger versus Super Sentai.
Thanks, which means it's for the show.
And next week, we actually get something good to watch.
Hooray!
Reinforcement of the Future.
That's right. Possibly the best Power Rangers team-up ever made.
That's faint praise if I ever heard one.
Even including Gokaiger in that?
No, he's not a Power Rangers not team-up. Sentai.
Well, okay then.
Has there been a good Power Rangers team-up?
Good ones, haven't there?
What, Fort Max?
There have only been three good ones, haven't there?
Which are?
Let's see,
Forever Red.
Well, the Lost Galaxy in Space one. The Time Force Lightspeed Rescue one.
And, well, Fort Max just invalidated any opinion he may have ever have had or will have by calling the Time Force Lightspeed team up good.
Okay then.
Because that just f***ing blew.
Much like your mom.
No, that it was worse. The Lost Galaxy.
No, she just blows and fucks.
The one that sucked was the Lightspeed Rescue Lost Galaxy one.
No, the Lightspeed Time Force one was much worse. It was the team-up that was only one part.
The bad part?
As it happens, yes. So yes, it was terrible, terrible, terrible. Terrible.
Ah. What was that?
What?
Your voice got all terrifying for a second.
Cool. But yes, next week we will be watching Reinforcements from the Future. The best Power Rangers crossover ever made.
Who's involved with this?
What do you mean?
Which teams?
Wild Force and Time Force.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing we do need to mention is that there was one reference to an old show in Mokinja versus Super Sentai.
Which was?
They did a variation of the Go Ranger Hurricane with the soccer ball instead of the football.
Yeah, they did.
Well, that's the attack from... Well, the... that's the one from... Well, that's not the Go Ranger Hurricane. That's the attack that they used before they started doing the Go Ranger Hurricane.
Well, whatever.
So they upgraded from a soccer ball to a football.
Yes.
Or from a football, from a football to a football. Right.
Well, the football didn't turn into eggs. Oh, no, wait. The soccer ball didn't do things like turn into eggs.
I guess that's why they replaced it with something more awesome.
Yeah.
Something more versatile.
But then the Go Ranger versus... But then in the Jack versus Go Ranger movie, they do a combined Go Ranger Hurricane and Big Bomber, and it just causes the monster to blow up.
You know what I'm looking forward to them covering in Gokaiger?
Battle Fever J.
Yes.
Hell yes. I can't wait to see how they justify that.
Are they going to even try to justify it?
They really can't. I mean, what could they say?
Just act like it's normal.
Yeah.
That's the best thing they could do.
I'd kind of like to see a decade Gokaiger crossover.
No,
that'd be confusing.
I would, as long as it was not decade, but just Narutaki.
Well, they need
Onore
to have...
Gokaiger. Onore Marvelous?
They need to have Narutaki and Gokaiger, yes.
Maybe throw at the end?
Nah, the end had enough.
Yeah, but he's like he your is mom. Kind of a pirate.
Yeah, but the end was already in the Deno movie, so... You know, needed to have...
Oh, Arca should have the end.
What?
Oh, our show could have the end.
No, not the end. The end.
No, I'm talking about the end.
No, you're saying it wrong. It's the end.
I'm not talking about the end. I'm talking about the end of the show.
It never ends.
Oh, God, we are the Deno of podcast.
Except without being enjoyable.
And there is no climaxing from start to finish. I hope.
I don't know, Mickey?
Your mom always climaxes when I finish.
Right. You must give her an extra nickel then.
No, actually I get a discount. It gets bumped into 4 cents.
Well, let me say this to start. I think it's the end of the show.
Hooray.
So do we have anything else for this week?
No, I think that's it.
We better not.
No,
I think it was a good show. We'll win lots of fans with this show.
Huh?
He's delusional now.
I'm trying to be optimistic.
Oh, I thought you were just drunk.
There's a difference?
No, y'all killed my buzz.
Fort Max is powerful like that.
It's like a big cup of coffee.
I thought I was the bitter one.
I thought Paladin was the most bitter of us.
I'm bitter because the Kroger near the local Kroger stopped carrying the Dannon coffee yogurt.
Good.
Just pour regular coffee into your yogurt.
Yeah,
I don't like the taste of coffee, but that coffee yogurt is awesome.
You don't like the taste of coffee? Get the f*** out.
I don't like the taste of yogurt.
You're not human.
Well, no. Plain yogurt is nasty. If he's talking about plain yogurt, that's perfectly normal.
No, I'm talking about coffee. Coffee is life.
I don't know, there's more efficient methods to deliver caffeine to your body, like Cheerwine.
No, coffee is Cheerwine even caffeinated?
Yeah, I think.
I don't think it is. I think it's just full sugar.
Well, I don't think I have a bottle around here to check with, so.
No, the coffee's not about the caffeine. It's about the coffee. It's an elegant drink for a simpler time.
I thought that was tea.
No, tea's bullshit. It's just leaf gutter water.
Well, so is coffee. It's just made of ground up
gutter
water.
Well, no, coffee is not gutter water. Much like what your mom has.
Cool.
That's gross.
Nut gutter water. Somehow there has to be a practical application of that phrase.
There's an internal application for it.
Do not take internally.
Or we could just use it to describe Ghost Sager.
Apply to afflicted area.
This has been Superhero Time. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.
Yo, I've got a theory about Obi-Wan in the prequels. That there's actually cut scenes where it's revealed that Obi-Wan is actually Anakin's dad. Because he's the only character that didn't get screwed over by the prequels. So Lucas had to have done something to f*** him up earlier. And so I bet he planned that. Like, Obi-Wan was secretly banging Shmi before episode one started. That way he could have ruined every single character from every movie.
Do you think if they went back and did the whole prequel trilogy and edited out Anakin from every one of them, we would have ended up with better movies?
Of course. Better, but not good.
I'd settle for better.
If they had just started with Anakin being a teenager when they first found him, it would have been a lot better from the beginning.
And plus the first three movies made it sound like is that Vader hunted down and killed all the Jedi. Whereas in Revenge of the Sith,
he goes
down and kills a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And the rest of them get shot in the back by stormtroopers.
You'd think Jedi would be a little bit more proof against stormtroopers.
This was before they were stormtroopers. They were actually capable of doing things.
But this still, Jedi are Jedi. I mean,
so, yeah.
Well, of course, you do have the inverse ninja equation going on there, so.
The stormtrooper effect?
One Jedi is a fearsome force. A bunch of Jedi are cannon fodder.
Yeah. So that principle kind of applies to a ranger team versus a sixth ranger as well.
But if you have a bunch of sixth rangers together, you're not really
getting
anywhere.
Then they can all go down just as easily.
Yeah.
Like in
your mom goes down easily too.
For a nickel.